Okay, last time I had left you with, try working on this, and we will play with it when we come back. And extra credit if you've got it to me before the start of class. So, I'm going to bring up a solution, hopefully. Okay, so this is a solution. First of all, and this is minor, but you want to change the prompt to say asterisk or slash or plus or minus so that it is clear to the person that they should hit one of those four. Yeah.
When I was doing the extra credit, I was wondering if you could, if you have to use or.
Pardon me?
Do you have to use or when you have when you go and do what to do?
Yeah, you really do. Up there in the thing?
Yeah,
No, you can use anything. I'm sorry.
Right.
I thought you were talking about the logic of it, which is an or. Space,
okay.
You could use a comma, you could use, because it's a literal. And so it doesn't matter
what I put
inside a literal. It just is throwing it up there in the window. Okay. So, down and below, I've got the if what to do equals an asterisk. So I'm asking, is it an asterisk? And if it is, I'm saying multiply. If the answer's no, and this is where I thought you were asking about the or, I'm taking the else. So basically, they can only enter one thing. So this is an or situation where they have to enter either an asterisk or a slash or a plus or a minus. Okay? So I then ask if they got a no, did they enter a slash? And if they did, I'm doing a divide. And if they didn't, then I'm asking, did they enter a plus? And if they did, I'm doing an add. And if they didn't, I'm doing the question of, is it a subtract? And if they enter yes, then I do a subtract. Otherwise, it's an error. And I connect them from the bottom up to the top one. So, what I've got here is, if it's an asterisk, do a multiply. Else, if it's a slash, do a divide. Else, if it's a plus, do a add. And notice I use the pass float or something else to convince the browser that we're dealing with numbers and it should add. Else, if it's hyphen, then I do a subtract, else it's an error. Okay? So it's a combination of a whole lot of, is it this? No, then maybe it's this. No, maybe it's this. And I keep going down, and if they don't manage to hit any of the right things, eventually it tells them they have an error. Okay, so my error can say error answer equals error, or I could have said answer equals zero, or whatever I want for an error there. But it goes through and it does it for all four. Okay, questions? Does that make sense? Okay. Now, some of you did it with standalone ifs, and I want to try to look at that. So I'm going to
Do you smell that?
No.
I do.
Okay, so I'm looking for, actually I want to go out and look at my thing. You distracted me. I don't know what I'm looking for.
Sorry.
No, that's okay. I get distracted easily. I'm trying to find what I call that. Ah, come on. Or maybe it's that one? Nope. Okay. I will quickly look at the F drive and see if I can find it, and if I can't, I will give up. I think this is it. Yes, this is the one I was looking for. Okay, so on this one I did standalone ifs, which means that I asked the question, is it an asterisk? And if the answer was yes, I did a multiply. And if the answer was no, I did nothing. Okay, so here's the if statement. If what to do equals asterisk, do the stuff inside the curly braces. Then notice there's no else. I just ask again. So I said, okay, is it a slash? And if it is, I do a divide. And if the answer's no, I do nothing. And I drop down and I ask about, is it a plus? So I keep doing these standalone ifs where I just ask the question. The problem is, how do I handle an error if I do that? Because if it's not a plus, I do nothing. Then if it's not a minus, I do nothing. How do I handle an error? And the answer is, not easily. Because essentially, I've got these four things going on. I could have a standalone at the end that said, if what to do equals an asterisk, or does not equal an asterisk, or does not equal a slash, or does not equal, or ands actually, and does not equal a plus, and etc. So I could have asked this long, complicated thing. But there's really no nice, clean way, okay, to ask the question down here. And so if I put an else on the subtract, then if it is a divide, it does the divide, checks to see if it should do a plus, no, checks to see if it should do a minus, no, and takes the else here and writes out error. So it writes out the divide and then writes out error. Okay? So there's no nice way of doing it with a standalone other than saying if it's not an asterisk and not a slash, not a plus, not a minus, then put out an error. So the else works a lot better because it gives you the opportunity of is it this or is it this or is it this or is it this or it's an error. As opposed to standalone, which means it goes through and has to ask every single question. So if it is an asterisk, it does the multiply, but then it still has to ask about a divide. Drops down, still has to ask about the plus, gets a no, does nothing. Drops down, still has to ask about a minus. So it has to go through and ask all the questions. And hopefully we'll only work on one. But there is no nice way of putting in an error message on this. Whereas when I went back and had the else's, the no gave me ask another question. And I only asked that other question if I got a no. Does that make any sense whatsoever? Okay. So, I gave you extra credit if you did it this way because you did a good job. But I just want to point out that it was not the most effective way of doing it. You wanted to do it with the else's to be more effective. Okay. Questions? As I've said before, it makes me nervous when I don't get questions. Okay. On the next one, we're going to look at if with if. Okay, so this one is very similar. I said enter the number of points, and let's say I put in 50. And it comes back and is going to say you can choose from group B. Okay, so I've got the situation where I prompt it and ask it to tell me the number of points, and I entered in 50. And so then it asks, is points less than 10? If it is, I put out the message, not enough points for a prize. If it isn't, then I say, okay, is points less than or equal to 50? And that's what I have, because I put in a 50, so it's less than or equal to 50. So I got the message, you can choose a prize from group A. Else, I would have got it group A. I'm sorry, I got group B. So I'm asking the question, is it less than 10? And if it is, then I don't get anything. If not, I'm asking the question, is it less than or equal to 50? And if it is, I've got group B. Otherwise, I've got group A. So this is the same kind of, if it's not, ask the next question. Okay, but I only went to two levels on this. Yeah?
When you go to the else, if it's not group B, group A is the same, it'll have the same result as if you went, if you had the if on the first, on the, like, the top one.
Not sure I'm following. But what I started out and said is the point's less than 10.
Yeah, and if it isn't...
If it is, I get that message.
Yeah, so is it the same as it is if you went to the else, and if it's not equal to or greater than 50, it'll be in group A too?
No, because, okay, if it's less than 10, I put out the message, not enough. If I get a no to that question, that's when I go to the else. So this is the else. So if I get a no to that question, I come down, and the next question I ask is if points less than or equal to 50. And depending on the answer to that, I either get, you can choose from B, or you can choose from A.
Okay, I may have...
Try again.
I worded it wrong. Is A like the top one? If you go to the else, and if it's not, you go to A, is it the same result as you would if you went to yes at the top one?
No.
Okay. Because if I go to yes on this top one, I never do that part.
Okay.
I just put out that message, and that's the last thing, because this is what I do if it's true. This is what I do if it's false. So if that question is true, I do that, and then I'm done.
Okay.
If it's false, then I come down and ask another question. But I only go and ask the other question if it's false. Okay, else means make a choice between true and false. True, I go one way, false, I go another way, and that's the else way. Yes, no, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Moving on.
I just have to make sure those two were different.
Yeah, no, they are. Just like you have trouble understanding me sometimes I have trouble understanding you. Okay, Mass or Rhode Island? This one is, I'm putting in an, and I'm saying enter the state, and I'm entering MA, and it says, and you live in Massachusetts. Thank you. And that's usually a second one. I have a patent that I'm waiting to follow here. I'm supposed to do a second one. That's the way my life works. Okay. So, where I'm at now is number one, I tend not to use camel case. But I did in this one because a lot of people do it. The, capital N for name. The, capital S for state. And I don't tend to do it because it's harder for me to remember whether I did it or didn't do it. If I discipline myself and do everything in lowercase, then I'm happier. But there are other people that will tell you it's very hard to read, and if you do it camel case, which is you do it when the words change, then it is more readable. And I have no argument with that. So basically, you have to pick your own way of doing it and decide what you like. Here I wrote window.prompt. Never need to write window.prompt, can always just write prompt. But another way of doing it, and you'll see it, which is why I present it, is a lot of people will write window.prompt, meaning bring up the prompt in the window. Well, the prompt's going to be brought in the window anyway, so you don't have to write it, but you'll see it lots of times. So now I went out and I said, okay, if the state equals Mass or, and that means or, the double pipe means or. Okay, so if I want to say this or this, I put in the double pipe. State equals Mass or state equals Rhode Island. Okay. Then what I did is go down and write out the answer. Before I do that, I'm actually going to go in and change something on this. And make it like this. Or maybe I've already got a changed version sitting right here. Yes, no. What I want to do is I put in some BRs here for no good reason other than to put them in. So if I put in a document right and say the end, or something like that, then those BRs will have a purpose. Okay, so I'm going to save it this way and say file save as or at end. Or actually it's or at end. So I'm going to save that out on my S drive, and I'm going to run that, and I will show you why in a minute. Okay, so I'm going to go up here, and eventually I'll get there, and I'm going to say control or, and I'm going to write or at end. So I enter my name, Ann. I enter RI, and it says, Ann, you live in Rhode Island. Okay, so what have I got here? Let me make that a little bit bigger. Okay, so what have I got here? I've got the line that I'm writing. I'm writing out a variable, the content of a variable, so I'm writing the name. Concatenated with a literal. And notice the space before the first letter and the space after the last letter. That's so I get the spaces in the output up there. Otherwise, it would all get smooshed together. And then I concatenated it with the content of the state. So notice I use the plus to concatenate as opposed to the comma. The comma is a separator, but the concatenate plus is also a separator. I can't have two things right next to each other as the name you live in. I have to have a joiner. And I can use either comma or a plus. So I used the plus here, and then I used a comma here for no good reason other than to state that I could use it. I could have put a plus there. And then I had that after it, the BR, which means I want to skip down a line. Well, it was totally worthless skipping down a line. So that's why I decided to add in here the document right at the end. So when it skips down a line, the end gets written on its own line. If I didn't do the BR, the end would have been on the same line. Okay, so on the next one, I say else, document right. This is if you don't live in Massachusetts or Rhode Island. So I said the name concatenated with, you do not live in Massachusetts or Rhode Island, DR. Because I had a literal here, I can take the BR and throw it inside the literal. Because if you look at this line, the literal says, you do not live in Mass or Rhode Island, BR. And you know what HTML will do with that. It will print it out and move to the next line. So it works just fine putting the BR inside. Up here, I couldn't put the BR inside because I had a literal. And then I wanted to, I had a variable, and then I wanted to do a literal. And so I had to either concatenate it or comma it and say, now I've got something else. Yeah, there was a question someplace.
Just going to ask if it would work the same way if you put it after the end of document right.
If you put it in, you have to have it inside the parentheses. But I could have closed the quotes there, put either a comma or a plus here, put the open quotes in front of the BR, and it would have worked fine. Okay. Now, if I enter in on this one a lowercase ri or a lowercase ma, it is not going to work. So I'm going to put in your name is Susan, and I'm going to put lowercase ma. Okay? And when I click on that, it comes back and says, you do not live in Massachusetts or Rhode Island.
I tried that once.
Yes, yeah, I bet you did. Everybody has at some point.
Did you have to make the top if statement include the lowercase?
Yes, and I was looking for, but I'm not seeing it, so I guess I have to do a view source. Why is it that I erase when I want it and don't erase when I don't? But anyway. So what I've got here is it does not look at MA, which is what I entered. I entered Susan and I entered MA. It does not see MA as capital MA. And we're going to look at computer codes a little later in this course, and you will see that every letter is it got 8 binary bits in it, if it's ASCII code. And those 8 binary bits are different for a capital M and a lowercase m. So as far as the computer is concerned, those are not the same character. And the same with an A, they're not the same character. So when I put in lowercase ma in here, it presents a problem. Okay, and it tells me you don't live in Massachusetts or Rhode Island. Now, a couple of things that I want to expand on this. One of them is, if I take this code, let's see if I have it. Nope. Okay. So there is the code. And I am going to make another notepad and put it in. And I'm going to add in here an alert. And I'm going to say alert. And I'm going to say the state. So what that means is it will put up a pop-up that has the state. So I looked at this and I said, that doesn't make sense. I put in MA, why isn't it showing? So I can throw in some alerts. And what the alerts do for me is they show me the data and sometimes help me figure it out. So I'm going to put in an alert. And I'm going to go and run this. So I'm going to do and find alert. So I'm now entering the name Susan, and I'm entering the MA, and it comes out with the alert and shows me the MA. So hopefully, just a minute, hopefully what it does is it makes me think, wait a minute, I entered it in lowercase. I should have entered it in uppercase. And it kind of shows me what the data is to try to help me figure things out. So an alert is a possible debugging tool. We'll look at a few more on Thursday. But if I have a series of steps in a calculation and the answer isn't coming out right, I'll throw in alerts after every step so I can see the numbers as they progress and figure out where my math went wrong. Okay? And you're...
Yeah, I've seen that.
Okay. Yes. And then yes. What?
How many ORs can you have inside of
your... Yeah, we'll get there in a second. I thought that's what you were going to ask. Yes.
I thought you were going to, like, this is not a joke. Like, I thought you were going to say ma, but you said MA, because I thought, all right.
Okay, yeah. Okay, so now what I can do is I can fix this. And I learned something today that I never knew. I would have said that what you had to do... First of all, there is a thing where I can convert to uppercase, but I don't want to get into that today, and we'll do that. But I can put in an or here, and I can say, or the state equals MA, or the state equals Rhode Island, or the state equals Rhode Island. Did I type that right? Okay, so I can put a whole bunch of these in. So I'm saying the state equals MA, or the state equals lowercase MA, or the state equals RI, or the state equals lowercase RI.
So there's no limit to how many you can do?
Oh, there may be, but you'll run out of steam before you get there.
Well, I was thinking if someone puts in a capital M and a lowercase M.
Yeah, you could probably keep going forever if you wanted to, but, you know, it's better to just convert it to uppercase at that point. But I found out in the last class, because somebody experimented, that in fact you can do it this way. And no other language that I know of allows you to do it this way. And Eric actually went and looked it up, right, Eric?
Yep.
And said it doesn't work in the rest of the world. But somebody tried this and it worked.
The period, I mean, the comma would be an or here.
Yeah. So it took it and it worked. Now there's a whole bunch of reasons why this breaks the rules. One of them is that the general rule is that you have to have a whole condition, that you cannot have partial conditions. Okay, so that just broke that rule. Then commas, but anyway, as I said, I learned something. It was neat. But I wouldn't recommend taking this as the way to go because, as I said, I've never seen it before. It didn't used to work in JavaScript, I'm pretty sure, but maybe I never tried it because it probably never occurred to me. But I'm sure it doesn't work in other languages. And Eric went and looked it up and he couldn't find it in other languages. And but just in case, I'm going to try it. Okay. So we're going to refresh And now when I put in MA, enter the, oh, I should have, well, whatever. And it is coming up and saying, did I give it the right thing? I didn't save it. Sorry about that. File save. It always helps if you save something before you try to prove a point. Ann and MA. And it says you live in MA, and it was perfectly happy with this. I'm not sure I'm perfectly happy with it, but it's perfectly happy with it, and that's what counts. So, anyway, putting it in like commas like that is another way of doing it, and there's a third way, yeah.
So it's kind of like a shortcut?
Yes. But it's not a, not as recognized as, you know, a lot of things I say, you'll learn it for this language and it will apply to all languages, but this does not. So then we said, okay, we got experimenting and we said, okay, now let's try this one. Let's change this to make it an or there and see if that still works. So I changed the commas to say an or. And lo and behold, that worked as well. So if I now refresh and I type an and ri in lowercase, it comes back and says you live in Rhode Island. So it works just fine. So, as I said, I learned something today. I never would have thought those would work, but they did. Okay? So that was two alternative ways that I could have tested for that. And if you're into testing the capital M, lower A, and everything, this is a lot less writing to do that.
Right.
So, we all learned something today. Okay, questions. Now, obviously, this only works if I'm testing the same field for a variety of things. If I'm testing different fields, it's not going to work. Okay. I think I need to get rid of some of these things. Yeah, I might as well just get rid of it. Okay, so now I'm going back in, and the next one I'm looking at is problem two. Okay. And that one says enter your name, and then it says enter the year of birth, so I'm entering the year of birth. And then enter your marital status, and I put an S for single, and it doesn't meet the criteria.
So, just put S for single and material status?
That's what I did, yes.
Very.
But anything you wanted to put in would be fine. If I don't get a capital M, it will not work. So, again, I entered the prompts. Now, I want to notice one thing here. Notice where this says parse integer there? What I'm doing there is I'm taking in the data and immediately converting it to a number. So if I wanted to do a calculation, I have it as a number already. So that is taking in the prompt and saying, now whatever they type in, make it a parse integer, so make it an integer number, okay? I didn't need to do that, I just did it to kind of show you that that was doable. But I'm not doing any math with the 1980, so I really didn't need to do that. So now I've come down, and in my if statement, I've said, if year birth is greater than 1980, and, so what's an and? The and is these two symbols. Okay, that's an and these two were an or. Okay, so now I'm saying, if it's Massachusetts, I'm back to the other one. If the year birth isn't greater than 1980 and marital status equals M, okay? So I'm saying write out the name concatenated with you meet the criteria, and I put a BR in there for no good reason because I'm not going down to a next line. And then I did the else down here, and again, I've got the BR in there. So it moves down to the next line, but there's no good reason for it since I'm not doing anything. But I just wanted to kind of, I include the BRs because lots of times you're doing a whole lot of stuff and you'll want more. Okay, so this is an and relationship. I want 1980, greater than 1980, and marital status equals M. Okay. So now what I want you to do is I want you to change this program. And I want you to put up a prompt to get number of children. Okay, so I want to put up a prompt to get number of children. And then my if statement, I want marital status of M and either year birth greater than 1980 or num child less than 5, we'll say. So I want marital status equal to M and either of the other two. Okay? So you know the logic for this. Think back to your PowerPoint homework assignment and the last two that you did in there. Try writing that if statement. That's a good question. What is it called? Anybody problem two?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's under MA.
I remember this happening.
It's cooling down.
Yes.
Again.
Again.
Why?
I suspect that's what it is. So now my big decision is, do I turn it off because then it will cool down faster and then turn it back on, or at least I'm ahead in this class, because the last class we had the great discovery that the commas and the whatever worked. I think I'm going to turn it off and see if that will... Well, it's already off, so that didn't do any good. Okay. It has to be mass and either greater than 1980 or number of children less than 5. So it's MA for marital status and either greater than 1980 or number of child, all right, less than 5. Number of child less than 5.
Okay.
Oh, that's
the if statement? That's the if statement I want you to write. I just put up the criteria there since it went poof.
Poof. Like a day job on a Sunday.
I know it makes sense.
Okay. That looks like a new toy up there, too. Oh well, I'll try it in a few minutes. Once you've written it as a compound, which is what I want you to do, I would like you to try writing it now as separate if statements. Take and try to write that whole thing out using separate if statements. So I would like you to do it as a compound. And then do it as separate if statements. And I was going to show you the compound first, but I think I'm gonna wait a couple of minutes and see if life comes back. So after you've got it written as a compound, try writing it with 3 separate if statements. Since 9:30 this morning. I don't know if anybody used it before me. I had it on since 9:30, but that's what I usually have.
Yep, okay.
You can try it, may come back. It's cooled down now for 5 minutes or so. So is it coming back?
Okay. It looks like it's coming back.
It wouldn't immediately, so it's been, I didn't come and get you for about 5 minutes, so it may be back. I'm more telling you that somebody ought to figure out why this is happening.
I'm thinking. No.
Well, the light is on pointing. I think it's going to come up.
Okay.
And then we'll see how long it stays.
Sure. And you need it for about a half hour?
Yeah.
Yeah, we may have to look at it a little closer. Maybe you should be turning it off for a little bit between classes, that sort of thing. Because
yeah.
you'd have, what, 15 minutes?
Right.
I think maybe that would be my advice,
okay.
to do that.
I can give it a shot?
Yeah, yeah.
If I remember.
And I'll certainly talk with Ray.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Okay, let's do that first one, and then I'll have you do the separate if statements. So, what am I going to change up here? My first question is marital status equal to M, right? So now what am I going to put? And how do I write and? Two ampersands. And now what? Year birth, greater than 1980, or being, right, okay. Right, and so if I don't add the variable up top, then it's going to complain when it comes to number of child. So I've got to add that number child equals a prompt, and then in parenthesis, enter the number of children, and a comma, and a zero. Okay, so I've now said prompt, enter the number of children, and I've got a comma and a zero there. Is this right, what I have here? Is this correct or not? Remember I said and either of those two things should be true, yeah.
I might be wrong. I was going to say to put another parenthesis.
How many more parentheses and where?
Around the parentheses before the year.
Yep. And where's the next one?
At the end.
Yep. Because again, remember that we have two ways of looking at things. Condition A and condition B or condition C. And then that same thing, but now with parentheses. Parenthesis means that though the things inside the parenthesis get handled first. So, A and B or C, ands get resolved before ors. Ands resolved before ors can change the order with parentheses. Okay? So, condition A and condition B, they get resolved, so those get grouped. And condition C stands alone. If I put in the parenthesis, then it does the or first. And if that is true, if it's true, then it says condition A and, if it's true, it's all set. It needs condition A and either of those. So it needs condition A and either of those. So if either is true, then it checks to see if it's also condition A. because it needs condition A and either of those. Okay? So I had to have the parenthesis here, or I'd be looking for married, year birth greater than 1980, or just child less than, number of children less than five. Okay? So now let's hope that it works. And since I'm adding stuff to this, I'm going to put a document write-in down below and say document write done. Just to show the BR having some impact. Okay? So, let's cross our fingers and hope. File save as either or. So I'm now going to come over here and open either or. And it says enter your name, Susan, enter the year of birth, 1985, and enter the number of children, 2. Only I entered the wrong things in the wrong order. M, and then number of children, 2. Okay, and it meets the criteria. Okay, so it meets the criteria. And again, what did I enter? I entered Susan. I entered 1985. I entered M, and I entered 2. Okay, so is the marital status equal to M? Yes. And either, is the year birth greater than 1980? Yes. Or is number of children less than 2? Yes. So I got them all, and so it worked. If I had entered in something for number of children that was not greater than 1980, it still would have cared about number of child. Okay? If I entered the right 1980 or greater, then it doesn't really care about number of child, because those are either. Okay? Those are either. So if I run this again, and I put in John, and year of birth is 1970, and marital status of M, and the number of children is 3, it meets the criteria, okay? Because, so I had John, I had 1970, I had M, and I had 2, I think. So that meets the criteria because it's M and year birth is greater than 1980, no. So it doesn't meet that standard, but it does meet the number of child less than 5 standard. And I only need one of those, okay, to meet the criteria. Now, how would I put this if I put these into separate sentences? Let's take a look at that. Because there's only so much time. Okay. So, if I start putting these in separately, I am going to have if marital status equals M, right? So if marital status equals M, that's my first question. Then I'm going to go down, and what am I going to ask next? Right. I'm going to go in and I'm going to ask, is the year of birth? So I'm going to ask, if year birth is greater than 1980. And those had to be in parentheses. Okay, so if year birth is greater than 1980. So if it is, then what do I want to put out? Right. I want to put out basically this right here. Okay. So I want to put out document right, you meet the criteria. Okay. Now, if it doesn't, if the year birth is not greater than 1980, what do I want to ask? What do I want to write first?
Else.
Okay, and then I'm going to put in a curly brace, and what am I going to put here? If number of children less than five. And if number of children is less than five, what do I want to do? So I want to put out the, you meet the criteria. Okay. Else, what do I want? What? Right, I want this, you do not meet the criteria. Okay. Now, what do I want to put down below? Right, because I need to have the else that goes with the marital status equal M. So I'm going to put an else here. And then I want the, you do not meet the criteria. Now, am I done? Do I have all the curly braces that I need? Okay. So, let's check on the curly braces. These two have a match. These two have a match. These two have a match. What else do I need?
You need one at the end of the, at the end of that, that else.
Okay, at the end of right here.
Yeah.
And that would go with this one, right?
Yeah.
And then what else do I need? Am I all set now? So again, I like to count. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And I've got 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, where did I go wrong?
Do you count on this one? Okay.
I've got those two, I've got those two and those two and that. And right, for the marital status, right?
Yeah.
I haven't closed that one up. Okay, so this one is still open. This one up here is still open. Okay, so I said if marital status equals M, this one is still open. Okay, so where do I want to close that one up?
At the end of everything.
No, not at the end of everything. Okay. So I've got two in there, it looks like, right? Okay, so I'm going to come down here and I'm going to close this one. And then I've still got this one open up at the top. and I've got to close that one. Okay, so now I think I have them. Okay, so I've got these two go together, these two go together, these two go together, this goes with this, and this goes with that. So I think I've got them all there. Does anybody see a mistake I made? Huh?
That's fine.
I've been known to make a lot of mistakes with curly braces, so let me know if you see anything. Okay, closing clear, and this is either or, is what I called it. And I think I've closed everything far too much. Actually, I want to just do this. Control O and either or. Okay, so enter your name. It's always reassuring to see something come up. And I will enter the year of birth as 1982. So it's greater. I'll enter an M, and I'll enter a 7 for the number of children. And it says, and you meet the criteria. And that's right, because I entered in 1982. I entered in M and I entered in 7. So it met the criteria of its marital and year of birth is greater than 1980, so I'm all set. Everybody buy that? Questions. I'll put these up tonight so that you can take a look at them if you want to. Okay, the last two things I want to look at, so we're going to go back into my page. I guess I want to save changes, I don't really know. Okay, we're going back into the page. And we're going to look at the last two examples that I have out there for this set. And those are the while loop and the do loop. I want to look at those. So the while loop comes up and says, how many times should I write the line? And I'm saying 5. And so it wrote the line 5 times. Okay, so I came in, and the three things that I need to be able to do loops, I need to set the control. And I'm doing the set of the control right up there, where I say variable equals count, variable count equals 1. I need to check the control. And I'm doing that in the while loop. And I need to change the control. And I'm doing that right there where I say count equals count plus 1. So those are the three things that I have to do to make a loop successful. Now, there are also two kinds of loops. One of them is a while loop, and that's what we've got here. And one of them is what I coded as a do loop. But the big difference is that the condition in this case, in this example, I test before the loop. So I may never enter. so I may never enter. Because I am testing. And if count is not less than or equal to data input, I will never enter the loop. And we'll try that in a minute, where I will put in a zero and see what happens. But let's just take a look first at what this loop does. First of all, the code that is being executed is being put inside the curly braces. So if I enter the loop, I do a document write and I add one to count. Do a document write, add one to count. And I will keep doing that over and over as long as count is less than or equal to data input. Okay? So when I started this out, I had count set at 1. So I asked the question, is 1 less than or equal to data input? Well, I put in a 5, remember? So 1 is certainly less than or equal to 5. So I document write that top line up there, and I add 1 to count. And then I loop back. Is count less than or equal to data input? Yes, 2 is less than or equal to 5. So I write out the second line, and I add 1 to count. And then I loop back. Is count less than or equal to data input? Yep. Write out the third line, add 1 to count. Loop back, is count less than or equal to 5? Yep. So I write it out, add 1 to count. Then I go back, is it less than or equal? Yep. So I add 1, so I write it out, add 1 to count. And I go back. Is count less than or equal to data input? No. 6 isn't less than or equal to 5. So I'm out of here. Okay. So that's how a loop works. Now, if I take this particular program and I enter a 0 for count, okay, so I'm going to refresh this, and I enter a 0 for count, it just says this is the end. What?
I just said, like, this is the end.
That's right. No, I think it's just the program that's going to die. Okay, so I go in here and I say, if I enter a 0, then it comes in and it says, okay, is count, which is 1, less than or equal to 0? No. So it drops right out of the loop and writes the end. Because it did not enter the loop. Okay. Now we're going to look at the next one. And on the next one, I made a slight change. How many times should I write the line? 5. And the change is this. I have a loop that tests at the bottom. So because it tests at the bottom, it may never enter. So it may never enter the loop. I'm sorry, I just said that backwards. Why didn't somebody correct me? I was too, obviously. I was repeating what I said on the last one. I told you, not a good day. Test at the bottom, so I always do the loop once. It's a good thing I listen to myself. I always do the loop once. Okay? And the reason is this. It hits due. Do just says do it. Doesn't give any reason for doing it, just says do it. So I go in, I write out the line, I add 1 to count, and now it checks. Go back if count is less than or equal to data input. So now it checks. Okay? So the difference here is if it checks at the top of the loop, it may never enter the loop, because it may not meet the criteria. If it checks at the bottom of the loop, it's gonna do it at least once, because it doesn't check until it's done it at least once. So it's going to do it at least once. Okay? So, if I take this program and I run it with a zero entered, look what I get. I enter a zero and I get this is number one. Okay, so that means that I entered a zero. It went in and did the document right. This is number, count is a one, so I wrote the one and wrote it over there. Then it added one to count, so count went up to a two. And then it says, is count less than or equal to data input? Well, clearly two is not less than or equal to zero, right? So it didn't go back. It just dropped out of the loop and did the document right. This is the end. And it just dropped out. Okay? Questions? Again, I guarantee this is one of my favorite questions on the final, is when you enter a loop and when you don't. So I guarantee you this stuff is going to come back to haunt you. So ask me a question if you have any. Okay, then I'm done.